Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone. And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on my Talk 107.1 and live streaming. We're available. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me, to just ride an elevator up and down and up and down, ladies and gentlemen, it's Alexis Thompson.
Bye! Wee! Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Money.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Oh, good morning, Jason and Alexis.
Good morning to you. It's Thursday, January 26, 2023. Here are the days you should be celebrating. Ooh. It's welcome to Clashing Clothes Day. Welcome to International Customs Day. Welcome to National Green Juice Day. Welcome to National Peanut Brittle Day. Welcome to Spouses Day. Be nice to your spouse today. Welcome to Todd Hollow Day of Encouragement Day. And welcome to your very first sip of coffee. Cheers. Let's start the show.
Cheers. Yes.
Yes.
I want to go to there.
Yeah. We do too, Liz. We do too.
Where do we want to go?
We want to go to there.
I want to go to there.
That's right. There. I don't know where there is, but I want to go to there. We don't care where it is. We want to go to there. We have liftoff. I'm gonna start with the positive.
Okay.
Yesterday I told you at this exact time, on this exact show, 24 hours ago, that I had a baking disaster with this cake I've been trying to perfect. And it's one of those things, it's a personality tick for me. If I get something in my melon, I got to do it. And I got to kind of perfect it. And I got to do it. And I got, you know what I mean? And I got to do it almost now. You know, I got to.
I get that way with art projects, you know.
Do you?
Crafting. Oh, yeah. If I see something, a crocheted or knitted something, I'm like, oh, I got to figure that out.
Oh, nice.
It's the same thing, yeah.
Okay.
And then once I get it done, then, you know, I just want to mass produce them.
Okay. Oh, that's.
I used to be like that with origami.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I learned how to make a Santa boot, and I guess my mom bought a whole bunch of paper for me, and I stayed up that whole night, and when she came to get me in the morning, I was just surrounded by hundreds of Santa boots that I folded all night long. And I'm still like that. This job gets in the way, you know?
I know. Out of the 100 years we've been together, I never knew that.
I don't think I ever shared that.
I don't think you've ever shared that, Lex. We've been together 115 years, and I've never... That's fantastic. But
I get it. Yes.
You're with me. You get it.
You're
Holly,
like
are
that
you...
with cooking and baking.
Yes. Holly, are you like that in any way before I continue?
Not really. No. So I'm going to honor both of you.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. So really quick, if you didn't listen to the show yesterday, and I don't know why you wouldn't, but anyway, we're not going to hold it against you. But Lori Barghini told me about this damn cake in Hawaii. Because, you know, my love of Hawaii, it's all Lori's fault. If I'm going to go back one more step, it's all Lori's fault. Lori basically planned my honeymoon. She sent me to Waikiki, and she told me about the Royal Hawaiian, which is now one of my favorite places on the planet.
Well, yeah, and then she knows everything about it.
She knows everything about it.
Yeah.
So she guided. I mean, she basically was our travel agent when we got married. And she told me, back then, so it's been 9 years, because Colin and I have been together. We've been married 9 years this year. And she told me, she goes, you got to go, and you got to go to the Haleakalani, which is this a famous hotel resort, beautiful property. And you got to go to their bakery and or you got to go to the hotel and get their coconut cake. And what makes this coconut cake special, like I talked about Ina Garten's cake, the what makes the Haukalani cake special. And by the way, there's a visual backup to this as I'm speaking. I've put all of this on my Instagram.
Oh. So
if you would like to look at it as I speak. And by the way, Holly, I hope you don't mind that I'm telling tales out of school, but my video made Holly a little randy this morning.
Oh, just a little. Just a touch.
A oh, yeah, really?
Just touch.
She's a little hand. She's a little randy today.
Ooh.
But you can go to Jason Matheson on Instagram, follow me, and then hit my stories. Hit my stories.
Oh, there it is.
And you will see it.
I'm going there now.
Be back in five.
Thanks. Okay, Holly. We'll
is
man
it because
the
it's moist?
I think so. There's that word. Now you're really driving Holly crazy.
Oh.
So this cake, the difference, Lex and my talkers, is the secret is in the middle. And the middle is the coconut pastry cream.
Oh.
Every bit of that, Alexis, I'm proud to say, and I have such pride. Look, I'm proud of our show. I love when we craft like a great show. I get such pride, and the same with the TV show. But there's something special with baking that I love too.
Yum.
Every inch of that is homemade. I made the whipped cream frosting. I made the pastry cream, and I made a homemade cake. Like, no mix here, girl. No mix here.
Yum.
So the secret is that pastry, that coconut pastry cream in the middle. So you do like a 9-inch cake, you split it in the middle, and then you put that pastry cream in the middle, and then whipped cream it, and then you put coconut. So there's coconut on the icing, and there's coconut in that middle layer. After the disaster that I had over the weekend or on Tuesday, I am proud to tell you, it's almost perfect.
Oh,
I did it in my second try.
Yum.
That is amazing. How do you even make the middle? What is that process like?
Okay, here's where I'm going to say, this is a respect to all of you bakers out there.
Yeah.
All of you bakers that you work at Cub, you work at a, you know, like a boutique bakery. I applaud you, and I really do mean that. I'm not being sarcastic, or I really do mean that. It is such a damn art. I mean, it is. It's like you got to get everything right. You got to know terms. You got to know when to fold. Like Kenny Rogers, you got to know how to fold stuff.
Hold them and hold them.
Hold them, Lex. But
baking is a science, though. It's actually that combo of art and science.
Yes, and Lex, you know I'm not good at math and science, so it's amazing that I know how to do this. I actually almost called you yesterday to try to convert ounces into cups for me. So anyway,
I can help with that. Yeah,
thank you. I almost did call you. Siri was no help. Anyway, but no, that pastry cream, you got to boil. You got to boil milk and a little bit of vanilla extract. And then you got to temp. Then there's like an egg mixture that you got to temper by pouring a little bit of the hot mixture into that. Anyway, it is a process.
Yeah.
And then you got to stir until it thickens. Then you got to put saran wrap on the top of it so a skin doesn't form. It is time consuming. It's a lot.
Can you make another one with more layers?
Sure. For you?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, no, because Lex, okay, so here's...
I think of a coconut cake, and I don't know why, and maybe this is because, you know, I had that coconut cake in Charleston that everyone keeps talking about from that hotel, and it had, like, 6 layers of cake. Yep. I don't know if the Hawaiian coconut cake was the same way, but...
Alexis, it would be my pleasure, and I mean this because the one other thing that I learned...
Mm-hmm.
And so now this is in my brain again, so I have to make another one.
Oh, you're welcome.
I do know. I'm serious. I got to make another one.
And okay.
Knowing me, and I'm going to be home alone tonight.
Oh.
Colin has plans.
Perfect.
And now I'm obsessed because all you bakers out there, I did not realize. Now, hang with me. Now, I'm getting a little inside baseball, but I've learned something, so I would like you to learn something. The cake is a sponge. So there's no butter. It's egg whites that you whip up like a meringue.
Yeah.
Well, Alexis, I didn't carefully fold the whipped meringue into the batter. I it was a little too aggressive, so my cake was a little flatter than it should be.
Okay.
So last night I was up. This is no joke. I was up to you're getting an insight into my brain. I'm obsessed. I was up till about 11:15 watching every baker YouTube post about how to fold and how to carefully incorporate meringue into a batter. I'm a nut. I have no life. But anyway, so I now know how to do it carefully. I know a technique now.
Okay.
So I have to remake it. And when I do, I will drop some off at my talk so we can have a taste test.
Yay!
So not a taste test, but so you two, we can talk about it. It's content and a gift.
Amen. Love it.
I'm glad we be a receptacle for any of your baking experiments anytime.
Perfect.
Yes. We're the guinea pigs.
Yeah. And again, I say this, it's like we're not a cooking show, but all of this leads to me telling all of you that do this for a living, mad respect. I mean, we bow, mad respect, because it really is, it's an art. So I'm never going to look at a pastry case again the same way, because... Yeah. Anyway. Ugh.
Oh, man. And the cake that I tried, it's in Charleston, South Carolina at Peninsula Grill. It's 12 layers of coconut cake. Divine.
Okay, girl, I'm not going to do 12. I probably will get you. Lex, I'll get you about three. Okay,
I'll
get you about
three. This is the ultimate coconut cake.
Yeah, okay.
It weighs 12 pounds when you get the full cake.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mine weighs maybe 2 pounds.
Well, that's
okay. Yeah, a little light and airy on this one. Light and airy.
Oh, I can't wait to try it. Yeah,
I can't wait for you guys to try. I'm so proud of it. I gave a slice to Jeff, executive like this one, and he's like, "Oh my God, Jace, this is." And well, Lori knows. Hashtag Lori's right.
Yeah,
Lori's right as usual. It is. It's a damn good cake.
Sounds like a light and fluffy one, which is great.
Again, this is the Haʻokalani in Oahu, by Waikiki, and that's the cake we've been talking about. If you just tuned in, you can go to their website. Actually, Lex, I'll send you a link.
Yeah, I'll put that link up. Yeah,
My talker actually sent me the exact link from the hotel, the official recipe.
Perfect.
So I'll send that to you right now.
Okay,
we're gonna take a break, dear friends. When we come back, Fireball is being sued. Why? Alexis will tell you next. Hi, everybody. It's Jace for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Run Red this weekend because they are the place for a fabulous brunch. Did you know? I mean, I spend so much time talking about their burgers and their happy hour and that cheese board. I haven't told you lately about their fabulous brunch. So head to Red Cow or Red Rabbit for brunch this weekend. You know you're going to go. You know you're looking for a great brunch place. Well, we have it. The brunch flight is amazing. That's right. They have a flight. Cold brew, a mimosa, Bloody Mary, and another cocktail available in one flight, available only at brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 2. 10 to 2. It's like a brunch happy hour. So when you're looking for someplace to go this weekend for brunch, go to Red Cow and Red Rabbit. For an entire menu, go to redcowmn.com or redrabbitmn.com.
Bradley here with my friend. You know I'm down
for whatever tonight. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk. And streaming on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. On this Thursday, January 26th, leads perfectly. I made a little mistake in my Red Cow ad there. I said the brunch flight for their brunch, which I love. Not just a wine flight, but they have a brunch flight.
Ooh.
They have their house nitro cold brew, mimosa, Bloody Mary, and a beer from Odell. I said, and another cocktail, because I couldn't. My eyes were a little blurry, and I couldn't read that last offering. So, yeah, you get a beer and cold brew, mimosa, and a Bloody Mary.
Oh,
so
man.
That's it.
red cow.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Wow.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 2 for their brunch. So
just a little shot of them?
Little shot, 5 ounces.
All right.
It's a good idea. You know, all of those are like a great, you know, you a little espresso, a little cold brew, little brew, a little mimosa, a little Bloody Mary. It's a great
like a
idea.
A little bite in between?
Exactly. Huh. Speaking of liquor,
yeah.
What's happening with Fireball?
Oh my gosh, they're being sued, guys.
Oh my.
And it's for the little mini bottles of Fireball Cinnamon. Do you guys like Fireball? Oh, you wait, Jace, you don't love it.
I do not like it because,
yes.
Yeah.
Because of your history with
yes.
cinnamon flavored items.
21st birthday, I downed a bottle of Aftershock and I ate the crystals out of the bottom of the bottle and I vomited.
Yes. Ooh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yep. Oh. That doesn't quite leave you.
No, ever. Ever. I can't even smell Big Red gum. So,
yeah. Ooh, yeah. Holly, are you a Fireball fan? Or?
I am not a Fireball fan.
Oh, okay.
No.
Ooh, I guess I'm the only one.
You are, Lex.
I have some on Friday
that's
night.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I guess the little mini bottles, and mm-hmm. I just thought it was like just spacing on the label. So the little mini bottles say Fireball Cinnamon. But on the bigger bottles, it says Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. And I think this might be the catch that the company says, well, you can't expect whiskey in it because it doesn't say whiskey. That's exactly what the lawsuit is about, that the little mini bottles don't actually contain whiskey at all.
Okay. I get it. But can you imagine the effort? You know what I mean? The person that's suing them.
Yeah.
That's a lot of effort just because you didn't get a little whiskey in your 1 ounce Fireball bottle.
Well, it is deceptive.
I think it is.
Yeah, yes. Because yeah. You know, it has the same label, it just doesn't have whiskey. And their whole thing is that, well, we capture the essence of cinnamon
the
Fireball whiskey, but there's no actual whiskey in it. So they should be more clear about that. And it could be a money grab as well. Who knows? But, you know, hopefully they'll change that and, you know, put the same stuff in the bottles. You think that would be more work?
Yeah. I didn't even know that was a thing. Did you know that was a thing as a fan of?
No. Not at all.
If I see a baby bottle of booze, I just assume there's going to be booze in that baby bottle of booze.
Exactly. Because it just looks like the mini version of the bigger bottle.
Yeah.
Actually, they have a really fun Valentine. I don't know if they're going to do it again this year, but a friend gave me. It was like a Valentine heart, you know, with the chocolates,
yeah.
The cardboard boxes. When you open it, it's all little Fireball mini bottles, nips in there.
Really?
Yes. That was fun.
It tasted
like there was some whiskey in there, but yeah, not good. So we'll see what happens with that. But just so you know, if you've got those mini bottles, might not be whiskey in there.
You're the second friend in my life that loves the Fireball. Our mutual friend, I've referenced her many, many times over the years. Hey, Haley.
Oh, yeah.
Haley Hurst.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in L.A. She loves it. And my favorite, she'll just order it on ice.
Oh.
You know, she'll do a double and she'll just get it on ice just kind of sip it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Woo.
And when Haley's feeling it, you know it because she'll order multiple rounds of it. So my favorite time with Fireball and her, somebody was treating us. It was myself and Colin, Lisa LaCourcier. Oh, it was Colin's birthday and we were in Vegas and we were at the Bellagio. And Haley wanted to take Colin out to a fancy little caviar lunch.
Ooh.
Yeah, because there's a place that Haley took us in Beverly Hills called Petrosian. It's a famous brand of caviar. So we're at Petrosian. It's very bougie, girl. It's very bougie. Very fancy. And we're sitting there and all of us, the server comes around. She goes, hello, welcome to Petrosian. What can we get for you to start with your cocktails? And Colin goes, you know, I'll take a martini straight up, little dry, blue cheese olives. And then Lisa goes, I'll take a Tito soda lime. She comes to me. I said, I'll take a Tito soda lime and it
And Lexa reminds me of you in Dallas because it gets to Haley and she goes, I'll take a double fireball on the rocks, please. And
yes. I'm like,
it's like all of these like classy, you know, Petrosian beverage, all of these like, and then Haley's is straight out of like a townie bar, you know, she's like, double fireball, please. And I'm like, God, Haley, I love you. I love you so much. But it reminds me of you, Alexis, in Dallas when, Holly, you've heard that story, haven't you?
No.
Oh, God, really quick. I have 40 seconds. Lex and I were in Dallas, and she had just tried bourbon, basically, for the first time in her life. Mm. So that night, the network throws us a party, and we're at this dinner, and there's, like, other journalists, and we're at this fancy, like, library speakeasy thing. Mm. And again, the server goes around, and everyone's like, Chardonnay, please. I'll take a glass of Pinot Grigio. I'll take, do you have a Merlot? Yes, okay, I'll take a Merlot. I'll take a vodka soda. And it gets to Alexis.
Do you remember what you ordered, Jason?
No.
A Cosmo.
Oh, yeah, Cosmo.
Yeah.
And then it gets to Alexis. Alexis laughs and she goes, bourbon, please. And I look at him like, who the hell are you?
Yeah, I want a bourbon and branch.
Just bourbon and branch. Bourbon and branch.
Which branch is just water.
We learned, yeah. But the funny thing, again, Lex had tried it basically for the first time 4 hours before then.
I'm a believer.
Bourbon.
Still am.
Still am all these years later.
Bourbon.
Bourbon
and branch. And then they come, they look at me, Cosmo's for you? I'm like, no, that's for him.
That's for him, I know.
That's why I wanted to
make mine.
What you ordered too, because it was so funny.
Thank you for being a friend.
And now, a golden moment with the Golden Girls.
Well, anyway, I'll never forget the time they sang at our annual talent show, right after the herring juggling act.
You mean to tell me that somebody actually juggled herring?
No! It was the herring who did the juggling. Tiny little Ginsu knives. Really, very dangerous. I mean, one false move, they could have filleted themselves.
Thank you for being afraid.
This has been a golden moment with the Golden Girls.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Everything entertainment, everything pop culture. I'm Jace, Alex and Holly. Thanks for your attendance. Holly has marked you down as present. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right? You have
Week's
a perfect...
almost done.
Is it almost... Oh, it is Thursday. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Remember, geez, you know what?
Oh, what, Lex? No, go
I'm
ahead.
Just thinking about whiskey.
Okay, go ahead. Aren't we all? Speaking of the end of the week, aren't we all? Yeah.
Speaking of, you know. Uh-huh. How we were just talking about Fireball and those mini bottles might not have any whiskey in it. I tried another whiskey on Friday called Screwball. It's a peanut butter whiskey. If any of you have tried that, I'm going to name it as Ab Fab. You don't think peanut butter and whiskey would taste good together, but it almost had like a Bailey's creamy flavor.
Oh, really?
So good. Yes. And I guess there's a lot of peanut butter whiskeys out there, but the person who shared it, I guess she's tried them all. And she says the Screwball is the best. Screw with the K. Yeah, screw with the K.
Do you just drink it on the rocks? Straight up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Follow up question.
Yeah, or just straight. She had it in her freezer, and we all just took a little swig, and wow,
as one
nice.
Does.
Yeah.
As one does, Lex.
Yeah, no glass. You just drink it.
Straight
it's
out.
Not very like
straight
COVID
out.
Safe, and but
no,
know.
But you know, as one
We're
does,
okay,
it's going in the freezer. Yeah,
yeah, it's a little salty, a little sweet. It was very nice. I'd never tried a peanut butter whiskey before.
Has anyone tried this? Tweet us or call us.
No.
It's Screwball. See, I don't like whiskey, but the peanut butter make it. I love peanut butter, so that would make it. I don't like brown. I do not enjoy the brown liquor. So
yeah, that's right.
And I thought I would grow into it, but no.
Yeah.
No, I don't like it. I still don't like it. Ooh. No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. No.
I like
no.
it all once in a while. You know, I don't drink that much, but.
No,
you know.
Cheap date. Lex is a cheap
absolutely.
Date.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I was like, oh, a little Fireball, a little Screwball.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexis was dancing in the living room.
That's right.
May or may not have
Give
pants
me the mic.
On.
Yeah.
It's karaoke.
Holly, this is something I probably did know, but I forgot. Do you enjoy a cocktail or do you not drink? Or I don't know that about you.
I drink lightly.
Ooh. Lightly? Yeah.
Every
yeah.
once in a while. Yeah. Right now, if I'm going to have hard liquor, it's going to be tequila.
Mm. Atta girl.
Yeah. My favorite drink right now is a ranch water.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is that?
Water. A ranch water.
Write that down, Lex. Write that down.
Very simple. Very simple. Before I go to the phones.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just tequila. You got to get high quality tequila. Okay. Nice okay. top shelf. Topo Chico mineral water. Ooh. Has to be Topo Chico. Plain.
Oh. Okay.
And a little bit of lime juice. Fresh lime. Just twist it. Pour it together.
Ah! Oh. Yum.
Okay. I want to try that. I do enjoy the tequila.
I've got a bunch of that Topo Chico in my fridge.
Colin
but it's not just itself. It's flavored.
Yeah. Colin does. Oh, he's going to kill me.
Uh-oh.
I can't remember it. Well, the Brits... Our British friends in Disney started serving this to him on this when we went on the cruise. It's a tequila soda and a splash of pineapple.
Tequila soda. Ooh, that sounds delicious.
I think I got that right. It is delightful. A splash of pineapple, not too much.
Ooh.
So tequila soda, splash of pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Mm-hmm. Keep it simple, not too much.
Yep.
Let's go to the phone lines. Shannon. Hi, Shannon. Welcome to Liquor in the Morning. What's going on?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just have to share this peanut butter whiskey. You want to pour it over ice cream?
What?
And if you like Reese's peanut butter cups, you add a little chocolate syrup and then add the peanut butter whiskey.
Shannon, you've just changed my life.
And in the summertime, if you want to blend it like in a tiki bar type fun drink, it's really good too.
Oh,
Shannon, we need to hang out with you. Seriously.
Yeah.
Anytime.
You're so my kind, you're our kind of girl, Shannon. I love it. Shannon just gave us 18 ways to use peanut butter whiskey. Yeah. I love it. At 6:30 in the morning. Thank you, Shannon. Let's go to Julie next.
Oh, that sounds so good. Mm.
Julie, welcome to Liquor in the Morning. have you tried this peanut butter whiskey?
Oh, yeah. In fact, my favorite one is they take peanut butter whiskey, Bailey's, and 1919 Rip Beer. Just like a ripper float. It's amazing. Pour it over ice. Oh, so good.
You should see Alexis. She's literally...
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Julie, I'm doing this.
Lex, try that Rip Beer one.
Yeah, I get it at Mana Brewing in Shakopee, but so good. So good.
Well, because it does have a like a Bailey's quality, like a creamy, so combined, yum. Okay.
Okay. And I'm not a whiskey person at all. So I was like, we'll take a little try. Oh, but yeah. So
I was gonna ask you, Julie, because you just heard me, I don't like it. You're not either, and you still like this?
Oh no, I don't like whiskey at all. But yeah. Okay. I was just really, I was like, oh, rip your float, I'll try it. Yeah.
Okay.
Amazing.
We love it.
Divine.
Thank you, Julie. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Oh, thank you. You guys will like this. I even though I know you're not big on whiskey. Geez.
No, but both of those.
Yeah.
I mean, we like mixing things. I mean, hello. What do we like in our coffee?
What do you like in your coffee? Bourbon.
Bourbon.
That's right, JR. That's right. Yeah.
That's ooh, right. Put it in hot chocolate with some caramel liquor. Anne texted us about that.
Oh.
Ooh. She just discovered Screwball, too.
We have some bartender drink listeners this morning.
Oh, Liquor in the Morning. Colette wrote, I hate peanut butter. I hate whiskey. I love Screwball whiskey.
Yes!
another Darcy, she wrote that she keeps it in the freezer. Thank you.
That's what my friend did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Julie writes into us via our show page, mix it with grape schnapps and you got a PB&J.
Oh,
can I tell you, that goes to, I love this. It's like a food half hour, but this leads perfectly. Do you know there is a shake at the Tune In Lounge at the, at Disney World at Hollywood Studios, their biggest selling shake. It's like a legend is a peanut butter and jelly shake. And at first, that sounded really gross to me because it sounded really overly sweet.
Yeah.
It is not.
Ooh.
It is really good. And people come into this bar just now. They don't sell them anymore there at the bar. You got to sit down at the restaurant. But people come in just for the PB&J shake.
Ooh.
They are. It's good. I mean, oh, we'll just think about it. It's peanut butter and ice cream and a hint of jelly. Come on.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with that. Can't go wrong.
Oh,
ooh,
Panda is loving our new segment, Liquor in the Morning. She thinks we should change it, though, to Liquor in the Morning, Lover in the Evening.
Yes!
Oh. Panda, Holly will order an open from Rocco right away. Thank you for that,
sure will.
Panda. Yeah, Liquor in the Morning, Lover in the Evening. And we got fun. I can hear Kat. Holly, can we get Kathy Lee to sing that for us? Can you email Kathy Lee?
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, she's not busy. She's just hanging out.
No. She's in Nashville. We know her. She knows us.
Yeah.
She'll sing that. We just want that line. Just ask her for one line. Liquor in the morning, lover in the evening. Ain't we got fun? That's all we want from her. It'll take her 7 seconds.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that's good, though. I love it. Now, all I'm thinking about is that root beer. I'm thinking of that root beer mixture that Julie told us about.
And Bailey's. Both.
Yeah.
Yum.
Oh, so good.
Guys, what are we doing tonight?
Booth's dessert is just so wonderful.
Right? It is. It is quite delightful. Mm. It really, really is. You know what else is delightful?
What's that, Jace?
Listener rewards.
Yeah.
That's right.
What do we got? We got some listener rewards.
Nope, not today. Forget what? I mentioned that. It's not in my liners today.
Oh,
I'm learning something live on the air again. You always love when I do that. Yep. Hey, guys, but instead I'm going to tell you about seniors.
Oh, tell us. Yes. This is great.
My talk is celebrating our seniors on Valentine's Day. We're partnering with Friends Co., formerly Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly, to collect and gather Valentines. If you're a teacher with a class or an office with a big heart and you want to share, do it as a project and send us your Valentines. Send your Valentine to My Talk by February 8th and we'll prepare them, and Friends and Co. will get them delivered. Help My Talk spread some love to seniors in the Twin Cities this year for Valentine's Day. For more info, go to mytalk1071.com and enter keyword Valentines for more. Pamela Anderson stops by Howard Stern when we come back.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
Caribbean's fabulous. Every island has its own personality, its own flavor. But the place I like best of all, and I'm sure you will too, is right on board my ship, the Superliner Celebration. If they could see you now out on a fun ship cruise, eating fancy food and doing what you choose, I'd like your friends back home to get a good look at the first great carnival cruise that you took. All I can say is, wow, hey, look at where you are. Tonight you're living pow, just like a movie star. What a fun ship, holy cow. They'd never believe it if your friends could see you now. Out on a fun ship cruise, eating fancy food and doing what you choose, I'd like your friends back.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Oh, Kathy Lee. We love you.
Yeah.
Dancing.
Yeah. Twirling.
And knitting.
I kept waiting to see her when I took my first cruise last July. It's like every time I got into a deck, I just thought she'd be right around the corner. But alas, she
just
wasn't there.
Creeping. Hi.
I mean, there's a couple problems. Yeah. Where's Kathy Lee? I was promised Kathy Lee. But it was the wrong company, too. I wasn't even on a carnival, but yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the Morning on this Thursday, January 26, 2023. This is hour one. Pamela Anderson was on Howard Stern. It was kind of a reunion. You know, they were pals. You know, Robin got real emotional at the end of the interview when they said goodbye. Did you hear the end of the interview, Lex?
I did, yeah.
Howard goes, the hell's wrong with you? Like, joking, kind of like, what's it? Because Robin got teary and you know.
She missed seeing her. It's been a while.
they were real pals, like off the air. They went to wild parties, and so this was kind of a reunion of sorts. If you don't know, Pamela is promoting her book that is out, and she has a Netflix documentary. Any take, Lex?
That her son was involved in.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that he really, I don't know if he's credited as the director, but he's really heavily involved in putting it together. So I'm actually really looking forward to seeing that.
Me too.
My major takeaways that the book itself, she wrote herself. There's no ghostwriter. I didn't realize that she was such a journaler, you know, expressed herself through her writing, and that a lot of the publishers were really impressed by her writing. So I thought that was really cool. She also voices her book if you choose to listen to it. I feel like she's in a really good place right now.
Yeah.
She's single and she's like, I'm taking a break. but the other interesting thing that I thought, which I think happens a lot, if you don't maybe, you know, talk through like the trauma of your childhood or, you know, as a young adult and into the Playboy years and things that happened to her, that when she sat down to write it, she actually had a physical reaction. She gained like 30 pounds.
Yeah.
And then right when she was done writing it, she lost it all again.
Yeah.
So there is.
She was like, I'm a vegan. She goes, I eat real healthy. And
yeah.
She goes, I don't know how I put this weight on.
Yeah. She called it like a puffy suit of armor. And mm-hmm. I just thought that was such an interesting way to put it. And, you know, just having go, you know, to feel all your feels instead of just like continuing to like sweep them under the rug or ignore that they're happening. It's quite a journey. It's inspiring, actually. I really, you know, as you we always say, you hear a Stern interview and you like them more, but I'm really curious to read and to watch this documentary. How about you, Jace?
Well, and as I always say, you and I have been together 100 years, so I can read your mind sometimes. The clip that I have queued up is Pamela talking about the fact that she wanted to write her memoir by herself.
Wonderful.
And the pushback that she got because people underestimated her. Here mm-hmm. she is.
I've always been a writer. I've always known I could write a book. The fact that I wrote a book without any help, without any collaborator, without any ghostwriter.
Was your publisher shocked that you were able to write the book on your own?
This was a massive battle. This was a like my book agent that I was introduced to, he sat down with me at the Beverly Hills Hotel and he goes, now you're going to write a book. You're going to need some help. Let's put a little proposal together and, you know, we'll help you all along the way. And in my, you know, fire's shooting out of my ears. I'm like, yes, okay, let me just give it a shot. And then I just started writing my first memory to my last and it became this kind of 60-page poem. And I showed it to him and he goes, okay, well, we'll work on this and we'll maybe show it. And he called me back and he said, I've showed this to other people and I think we might actually use this proposal to show publishers. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
Then I met publishers and they said, okay, well, we're going to think about a ghostwriter and a collaborator and... And then one lady was like, I really like your writing style. And I said, I'm only doing this if I can write it myself.
And she did. And she did. And Howard kind of asked her after she finished talking about that, do people often underestimate her? He didn't phrase it quite like that. And she was, yeah. You know, Lexi said, do people talk to you in a condescending way? And she goes, yeah. Mm. You know, because of her sex symbol status.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. With names or... They talk to her in like a baby voice. Now, see, we're going to do this.
We'll just put a little transcript together and, you know, just, yeah, it's very condescending.
Ugh. Yeah. One of my takeaways was when she was talking about the sex tape and Tommy and how, and this is a little visual, but just trust me when I say her whole face kind of changed. Like she got very sad and almost, not angry, but. You could tell that even decades later, the release of the Pam and Tommy sex tape is something she's mad. She's upset. I mean, it's something that she did not like. I think she's still angry about to this day. And here she is talking about that and the fact that she didn't know about that awful Pam and Tommy show until it was already made. Here's a little bit of that exchange.
What you say about in the documentary and in the book, you're 100% right. It was great for Tommy. This tape, because he's a rock star. He's the drummer in Motley Crue. For me, it really did undermine your career. It did sort of change the perception of who Pamela Anderson was.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it wasn't a positive thing. It definitely took its toll on the relationship. It took its toll on my career, and people are still capitalizing off that. That was the shocking part. I remember seeing this Pam and Tommy thing on Hulu or some advertisement for it, and I thought, what the hell is this? No one called me. No one asked
Nobody
me. I'm still
calls
alive.
You when no, stuff
I said
like
I was doing
done.
It. No, no, nothing to do with me.
I saw you say that in the Netflix special that you won't look at it. And I don't blame you. I wouldn't look at it either. Do you ever try to contact? I know Seth Rogen was one of the producers. He's a very reasonable guy. Did you ever
do you think
say
so?
Yeah,
no, I never tried to reach out. No, I felt like I just felt kind of run over with that one.
Pamela Anderson on Howard Stern yesterday.
Oh, you know, that also reminds me of the other thing that she talked about that was really surprising is that, and because she didn't have representation.
I know what you're going to say.
That she gets no money from her image, from Baywatch.
What was it, $1,000 a year, Lex?
Yeah, something like $1,000 a year. It's
because
really
it wasn't
tragic.
Because it wasn't negotiated for her at the time in the 90s?
It was not negotiated. She did not. Well, this is before Friends. This is before, you know, agents would, or they'd come together and, you know, fight Lex, together.
Lex, what was it? Didn't she say that Playboy, she ran everything through Playboy, Holly?
Yeah,
so
that's the only way they could get a hold of them.
And Holly and Howard was even like, why would you do that? Like, Playboy would negotiate for you? Wow. She had to run everything through Playboy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm hoping with these projects, she's getting all the money.
Me too.
Wow.
Me too.
Okay. Fascinated to read the memoir and watch the documentary for sure.
Yeah. It's again, Lex said it a few minutes ago. We say it every time. Howard, we love you. We walk away from every interview of yours liking the subject. Even Katherine Heigl. Yeah.
Oh, right. That's true.
Now I actually like her a lot. That's going to do it for hour one. Hour two is coming up next. How is Britney Spears? Holly knows when we come back.